On Guten Erev Shabbos, there was a minig Yisrael, a minig many of my rabbeim the minig is that Parshas Chayesara, the rabbeim give their talmidim, their bachrim, a pep talk on the sugya of shidduchim. Rav Pam was very famous each year, Parshas Chayesara. When I was growing up in Flatbush, there was a big Talmud Chacham, his name is the Tenkerov. He's a tremendous person. Also, he used to give a huge drasha for many of boys who were going into shidduchim. Always Parshas Chayesara was always like the big time. And the reason was because the first shidduch that happened with literally shidduchim, where someone represented the chasen, the kala, they did it what we call the kosher way, was Yitzhak and Rivka. And this is the time to give people chizuk. So I want to share with you what's the chizuk we need to take. Obviously, for those, obviously for those that are, excuse me one second, there's something wrong with the phone. So obviously for those that are in Shidduchim, there's one lesson. But how about for everybody else? So I want to give you that chizuk. Because you don't find. I just shut it. It's not working the phone.
It
started making music. Didn't work.
Oh.
So, what I want to share with you is the following. We find words declared by people who are far from religious, far from Erlich, at the very end of the saga. Where Eliezer comes to town to find the shidduch. He happens to bump into Rivka, who happens to bump. The story goes on exactly as perfect as would be made for a movie. And then finally Eliezer turns to Bezuel and Laban, who are two people who are not big believers. And he says, Sanu, what do you think? And listen to the words they say. Vayam Laban uBezuel, Perek Chavdal Pasuk Nun, Vayamru Me'ashem, Yatza Hadavar. This came from Hashem. We cannot give our opinion there. There is absolutely no room for the opinion of a human being. May Hashem Yatza Hadavar. Think about Marcus Bob. It was so clear and so obvious to even Besuel and Lovan, who were not believers, that this is from Hashem. There were so many things that had to work exactly. They said, forget about it. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah gives us the entire story with its details to give us chizik in our own lives. Not just with Shidduchim. But Shidduchim is still used. And I want to read you the words of the Chazon Ish. And we're living in times of Hester Panim. People have questions, people don't understand. And I want you to listen to the words of no one less than the Heilige Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes as follows. This is 80 years ago. Onu chayim b'dor shekula hester panim. We're living in a generation we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's tragedy. We have questions we don't understand. And as we get closer to the times of Mashiach, the questions don't get less. Listen to what he says. Kasha lirois. He says, it's very hard to see b'chaleis v'rega with the divine hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's hard. Imagine the Chazon Ish says it's hard. So if you're finding a challenge, no, you're not alone. We're with the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish, calls it nacham lo erech alachayim. This is all true for your entire life. Now listen to his words. He was a prolific writer. He says, Ad shemagia rega echad nifla. There is one moment he calls the rega nifla, the wondrous moment in a person's life. And that's when you want to find a shidduch. Says the Chazon Ish, va'oz royim be'inayim. Then we see with our eyes, u'memash mishvim be'etzbois. We could touch it. And margishim b'chol chadri leiv, you feel with every part of your heart, ki boirei oylem madrich hinyanim. Every shidduch that ever happened has a story. It's just because they met him and they met her and she went to that place at that exact time, shidduch. If I tell you, and I've shared stories with this very audience about Corona stories that shidduchim that most likely, it's fair to say, had there not been Corona in the world, this bacha would have been in yeshiva, she would have been in seminary, lived in different parts of the world. Instead, he got stuck here, she got stuck there. There are so many amazing Corona stories, shidduchim. There'll be a book that will come out with shidduchim that only happened because of Corona. But the point I'm making is, it's bashkacha pratis. Chazanish says, if you really want to see Hashem today, what should you read books about? Says the Chazanish, open up your eyes and look at shidduchim. He says, shidduchim don't begin to make sense of dechateva. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. And this is why we have the story of Yitzhak and Rivka at length with such detail. And if you have a few minutes over Shabbos, it's worth looking at it. Where it speaks about exactly how, starting with the nace that he came. But, says many svarim, but look at the hurdles that came up. There was hurdle after hurdle. Don't think it went so smoothly. Starting from the shatchin. Eliezer wanted it for his daughter, not for him. It started. Believe me, read the story. Hurdle after hurdle. But at the end of the day, even Lavan and Besuel had no choice but to say, Hashem Yatzah Adavar. They had no choice. We should not be on a lower level as Lavan and Besuel. We need to open our eyes. When we have questions, and there are questions, I can't answer them and neither can anybody else. But open up your eyes when you see Hashkacha Pratis in such an amazing, amazing way. It's funny because the Chazanish himself is a beautiful story. The Chazanish told, the story is printed in a sefer called Maisa Ish, where the Chazanish shared this story with his sister. Someone came into the Chazanish to ask information about a specific bachur. The bachur was holding nowhere, didn't learn, didn't daven. And the person came to the Chazanish and asked the Chazanish, what do you say about this bachur? Chazanish, he says, what about his learning? Chazanish says, could be a lot better. So what about his davening? It could be a lot better. Anyway, the person... And what about his meeting? It could be a lot better. Anyway, the person's smiling and saying, wow! Anyway, about a week or two later, the shidduch happens. And the Chazanish's sister or someone involved, she came into the Chazanish and said, I don't understand you. They came in to ask you. You had a chiyuv to tell them that this boy's only knowing. He tells his sister, listen up. I told him on each thing, I got back in the street that the Chazanish said, it could be better, but he's amazing. The person interpreted the Chazanish's words. That it could be better, it could be a little better. He's good. Of course he could be better. That no one interprets those words that way. So the Chazanish turned to his sister and he says, when it comes to shidduchim, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes, if it's supposed to be, people will hear it exactly that way. If it's not supposed to be, it won't be that way. And he says, you find it. Stories, I have a very close friend who got engaged, and it turned out that two of his apartment mates, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, were first cousins of the father of the Kala. And they were both amazed that they were not called. Instead, the Kala's father called two other people in the apartment he wasn't related to, and he claims he never knew they were in the apartment. And this person tells me that happened to be there was a fight in the apartment, and they broke up. There was like four on one side, four on one side, and they didn't get along at all. Kadosh Baruch Hu made, I know this person personally, very close to me, Kadosh Baruch Hu made that a first cousin asked the two people from his side and didn't ask, and the first cousin told me, had he asked me, I would have never given the green light for the shidduch. I didn't have one nice thing to say. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, obviously he kept quiet, and this is how it goes on. And many gedolim would tell people, would come in and say, you know, I didn't realize this, I didn't realize that. And they would say, it doesn't work that way. Hashem yatzah davar. But it's not only by shidduchim. Shidduchim is where we get to see it today. So again, we use the parasha of Yitzhak and Rivka to understand how it worked out perfectly. But the chizuk has to be in our life on many, many, many other ways. And I'll finish. Just this story gave me so much chizuk. Story, very similar story to the Chazanish story, but the story happened with the Ger Rebbe, a little more of a Chassidish Maisa, with the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe. Someone came in to him and he says, you know, I just did a shidduch with my child, And I thought I did such due diligence. They told me that this boy is going to be the next Rebbe Kiwager. Says, I'm married to my daughter. He knows nothing. He says, I didn't do due diligence. And he was hard on himself and he had questions. And the Ger Rebbe told him, and he said, I want you to understand, he says, if you think you could have done anything in the world that would have made a different outcome, then you don't believe in the basics of Chazal, that Vas Pliny the Pliny. He said, it doesn't help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and you can say, I could have and I should have, it doesn't help. We're living in a world now, whether it's the time we live in with the pandemic, with the elections, it's irrelevant. I want to just tell you, what a shtadlus we had to do, I'm not someone who knows who can tell you. I can tell you one thing. Whoever thinks that what's going to be in Eretz Yisrael for the next 4 years depends on who's in office, now that the elections are done, you should have no bitachon and you don't believe in Hashem Yotzer Tov. You don't begin to believe. The previous president was up in the air, could have gone either way. Because Baruch Hu listened to our tefillahs, and he made, whether you like him or you don't, it's irrelevant. Eretz Yisrael, there were a lot of positive things. People are saying, oh, now it's going to be terrible for Eretz Yisrael. How could anyone say such a thing out of their mouth? Do you think it's the person who's in charge, who's sitting there? Chazal tells us, Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Leiv melachim v'sarim biyad Hashem. The hearts of kings and leaders are in the hands of Hashem. To say statements, we're in trouble, we're not in trouble because of who won, is a contradiction to basic emunah me'Hashem yotzer davar. We don't live this way. We believe we're going to be mispal. Doesn't make a difference who's in office. Our tefillahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, whoever's in office, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help them be good to the Yidden, good to Eretz Yisrael, and be successful president. It doesn't make a difference. So I ask all of us that are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim to look into this week's parasha when it says me'Hashem yotzer davar. What happens is biyad Hashem. We don't control the world. Whether things will be good for Eretz Yisrael or not does not depend on us. It depends on our tefillos, but that's about it. You shidduchim, says the Chazon Ish, as the chizuk, but it's not just shidduchim. Remember the story of Yitzhak and Rivka. May Hashem, look at the pasuk, Perek of Dal, pasuk Nun, read it over and over. Vayan love elu mesuel, lo yuchal adaber metoy badra. We have nothing to say. We have nothing to say and we have nothing to add. May Hashem yotzer davar. Yidden who live like that, their problems are dealable, their challenges are dealable because may Hashem yotzer davar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us that as we continue on, Mitzvah Hashem, the day that the researchers will come up with a vaccine will be may Hashem yotzer davar. The day this will end will be may Hashem yotzer davar, and everything else will have may Hashem yotzer davar. We're going to daven that everything should end well, everything should turn out well, and we'll be zeichem met Hashem to very, very soon to all see when Mashiach comes, Yakir v'yedu k'yoshu sevel, the Hashem yotzer davar, and everything is b'yad Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.